This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Both Houses of Parliament resumed discussion on the motion of thanks on the President's address today amid uproar by the opposition. The proceedings in the Lok Sabha were marred on the third consecutive day. Opposition parties, including the Congress, DMK, TMC and others, raised slogans against the government over the US-India trade deal and border issues with China. The Lok Sabha witnessed three adjournments before being finally adjourned for the day. The discussion is underway in the Rajya Sabha. Union Minister and Leader of the House, J.P. Nadda, while participating in the discussion, said the President's speech captured India's growth story and it was highly inspiring. He said her speech embodies the spirit of Amrit Kaal and also highlights the achievements of the Narendra Modi government. The Minister said the President also spoke about centuries-old culture and traditions.
It is a mix of both. जो हमारे traditions हैं, जो हमारे culture है, उसको भी उन्होंने समावेश किया है और साथ ही साथ जो हम developed India की तरफ बढ़ रहे हैं, उस roadmap को भी उन्होंने अपने वक्तव्य में मिश्रित करके उन्होंने उसको रखने का प्रयास किया है.
Earlier, Union Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal made a statement on the India-US trade deal in the Rajya Sabha. He clarified that the government has taken care of sensitive sectors like fertilizer and agriculture in the India-US trade deal. He said the agreement will provide new opportunities to small and medium businessmen, MSMEs, industrialists, skilled workers and industries. Mr. Goyal said the deal will act as a catalyst to strengthen manufacturing, expand employment opportunities and propel economic growth, while unlocking new business avenues for both nations. Union Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju has criticised the Leader of Opposition in the Lok Sabha, Rahul Gandhi, for disrupting the proceedings of the House by not following parliamentary norms. He said Mr. Gandhi wants to speak beyond rules on the motion of thanks on the President's address.
We are tired of waiting. He doesn't speak. He speaks beyond rules. We have waited for 2 days. The rest should also get a chance to speak. We cannot speak as we wish. This is the Parliament of India. Here we have to speak keeping in mind the rules.
The Unique Identification Authority of India, UIDAI, has deactivated more than 2.5 crore Aadhaar numbers of deceased persons till date to maintain the accuracy and integrity of the Aadhaar database. Minister of State for Electronics and IT Jitin Prasad informed this in a written reply to a question in the Lok Sabha today. Mr. Prasad said in case of the death of a person, it is essential that his Aadhaar number is deactivated to prevent fraud and unauthorized usage of such Aadhaar number for availing welfare benefit. President Draupadi Murmu has revoked President's rule in Manipur with effect from today. President's rule was imposed in the state last year on the 13th of February. The Home Ministry has issued a gazette notification in this regard. The notification says that President Murmu has revoked the proclamation issued by her under Article 356 of the Constitution last year in relation to the state of Manipur. The India Meteorological Department has forecast dense fog over Delhi, Punjab, Haryana, Chandigarh, Uttarakhand and Bihar for tomorrow. Similar conditions are expected in Himachal Pradesh, Madhya Pradesh, East Uttar Pradesh, West Uttar Pradesh, Sub-Himalayan West Bengal and Sikkim today. Rainfall or snowfall with lightning is expected over Jammu and Kashmir, Ladakh, Gilgit-Baltistan, Muzaffarabad, Himachal Pradesh and Uttarakhand during the next 2 days. In the Under-19 ODI Cricket World Cup, chasing a target of 311 runs, India were 110 for 1 in 13 overs against Afghanistan in the second semi-final match at Harare in Zimbabwe. Early electing to bat first, Afghanistan posted 310 runs for the loss of 4 wickets in the stipulated 50 overs. The winner of the semi-final will play against England in the summit clash on Friday. Benchmark domestic equity indices, the Sensex and the Nifty, extended gains for the third consecutive session today. The markets opened lower but quickly recovered to trade in the positive territory. The Sensex added 79 points to close at 83,818, while the Nifty rose 48 points to settle at 25,776. And with that, we end this news bulletin.